Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Smart Marketing for Small Business, the show where we try to help you work smarter, outthink your competition, outflank your competition, outmaneuver your competition, but don't outspend them. My name is Leslie Wolf. I'm CEO of the Smart Marketing Group located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And a voice of experience with more than 40, actually more than 50 years experience in the marketing arena. But we created this show to be your show, a show that allows you to experience and gain knowledge from our other listeners, the guests that we have on the show, subjects that we cover, targeted marketing aspects, but in particular, we provide some services for you. We have four LinkedIn groups that we encourage you to participate in discussion groups with them. They are Creative Thinkers Forum, which is self-explanatory, Smart Marketing for Small Business, the same name as the radio show, Celebrities for Marketing, the idea of how to use celebrities in the marketing arena, and my favorite of all times, Fearless Marketers. For those of you who are willing to be a little bit more of a risk taker, willing to think outside the box, willing to say, hey, there might be a better way to do this. We also have a blog called smartmarketingmoves.com, and where we have different articles, different guest editorials. Again, always looking for ways that we can be of some help to you. But at the same time, you can be of some help to other people by participating in the LinkedIn groups, get articles or things that you'd like us to put on the blog. If you'd like to be a guest on the show because you think you have something that can be helpful and worthwhile to our audience, all you have to do is email me at marketingsmartly, S-M-A-R-T-L-Y, marketingsmartly@AOL.com. And give me a little input on what you have to share with others, or just input on what you would like us to do to enhance the show, to make it better for you, to make it more improve it in every way that we can. You know, small business is a huge market, but it is also an area that there is a tremendous concern about marketing and management issues, and we try to cover those. In addition, there are some services that we offer. We have what we call the Advisory Time Block Program, and that is something that where you can acquire a block of time good for a year to be used as marketing advice, marketing strategy thinking, creative tactics, and even coaching. If that is something that's desired for you. I am available for speeches and for workshops, but there is a lot that we can cover. But we're going to get on to some topics that I think would be of some interest to you tonight. And the key is making you think a little bit about what's going on around us. You know, one of my favorite things, I call myself the marketing curmudgeon, because I like to look at what's out there that people are very emphasis on technology and forget what I call basic fundamentals. And one of those is voicemail. I recently wrote an article in the Philadelphia Business Journal, and I'd be happy to send you a link if you're interested. Again, email me. And you know, it used to be in the old days, there was a person referred to as the operator, who was someone you could have a conversation with when you needed to determine who was the best person to talk to regarding the reason you made the call in the first place. But nowadays, this wonderfully helpful individual has been replaced by a form of technology we call voicemail, although others may have other names for it. And so I wrote an article, and I took the initials of the word, the letters of each letter in the word voicemail, And this was kind of what I call the curmudgeon's commentary. You know, voicemail, how might those you serve or seek to serve view it? So we started each paragraph in this article with a letter, you know, V-O-I-C, et cetera. And I'd like to read a little bit to you and have you think about this. The V, very annoying when you want to talk to a human and the system is structured to make that impossible. In fact, if not impossible, very difficult to get done. I think of the initials OMG. Oh, my God. Human interaction is where one has the opportunity to develop relationships, build a positive image, and the marketer who doesn't understand the value of that needs to be retired. Now, subtlety is not one of my strong points. And now we have V and O. Let's go to I. Idiocy is the impression that one gives as it relates to understanding the value of customer relationships and how they are impacted by the endless, endless voicemail process. We have V, O, and I. Now let's go to C. For caring about the customer's interaction with your firm, it shouldn't be an afterthought, but should be a major focus. And voicemail can very honestly be helpful when limited and you provide personal interactions. You know, a lot of people forget the fact that it costs 5 times as much to get a new customer as it does to retain one, and 50 times as much to gain back a lost client. So we have V-O-I-C. Let's add an E. For emotions, emotions play an important role in establishing a relationship with a customer or with those who are interested in the possibility of becoming one of your customers. Thus, how do you think a voicemail program that goes beyond being helpful but is seen as an annoyance impacts the emotions of those that call your firm? Think about that. V-O-I-C-E. But now let's go to the letter M. What does it matter? How do you feel when you incur the voicemail minefield? And I do refer to it as a minefield. Take a survey not only of customers, but employees as well. You know, if you like, go to our LinkedIn.com group, Smart Marketing for Small Business, or any business group, and ask that question. You know, ask people. It's one of the things I've talked about quite often on this show is the skill and talent of asking questions. Now, we've spelled out voice in the letter M, so now let's take the letter A, attitude. Attitude is a key factor for the success of any business and one that focuses on making itself very user-friendly, will always rise above the crowd. Think about that. The key to it is how user-friendly is it when someone tries to reach out to you? Is the voicemail something that is designed to be helpful? Or is it something that, in a sense, you have just tried to save money from having human interaction, and in doing so, have you cost yourself a lot of business? So we have voice in MA. Now we have I. Interaction with your target audience is key to building successful relationships. Eliminating or minimizing irritation in any aspect of your marketing efforts is smart marketing. Think about that. Let me say that phrase again. Eliminating or minimizing irritation in any aspect of your marketing effort is smart marketing. That's what we're talking about, being user-friendly. And now we've spelt out voice and MAI, let's finish it up with L. Voicemail, and that L, that final L, is love your customer. And at worst, they'll like you. Because when you make the effort to reach out and you make it pleasant for them, they're going to like you. You know, the key to it, you know, Tom Peters had a wonderful quote, and as you who've listened to the show before know, I'm a quotation nut. He said, excellent firms don't believe in excellence, only in constant improvement and constant change. There is nothing wrong with voicemail if you use it reasonably. And that is something that I think that many people don't comprehend. Sometimes we have said in the past, one of the best lessons is to shop yourself, is to be your own customer and see what it's like. Well, that's the same thing on voicemail. It may look good on paper, but if you take the time to call yourself and go through the voicemail structure you've set up, the question is it easy? Is it user-friendly? Is it frustrating? Or is it damn annoying? Think about that. So we wanted to get you thinking. So whether you agree or disagree, either way, let's hear from you at, again, marketingsmartly@AOL.com. We'd love to hear from you. All right. Let's go on to another aspect of business. And since we're talking about technology, let me ask this question. Can communication technology hurt your business relationship? And I don't say that as an anti-technology diatribe, but rather as an effort to have you think about how you use it and whether you truly it really benefits you and your company. As I said a few moments ago in talking about voicemail, relationships are based on mutual respect and mutual interest that can provide over a period of time mutual benefits. Do you have that in mind, or do you simply use technology as a way to drown your client in your communications to the point that they turn a deaf ear and a blind eye to your message or messages? If you have no interest in building relationships, do your employer a favor. Go to work for the competition. I know I'm cynical and sarcastic, but that's the point. The key is business is relationships. And a key aspect of building relationships is showing respect you have for your customer or prospect's time. You know, technology has given us the capability to do more, but more is neither always better nor effective or cost-efficient. You know, five technologies whose use has either been quickly adapted or taken on an expanded role are social media, email, voicemail that we just talked about, websites, and faxes. A growing problem in this digital age is the speed that the latest tool, quote-unquote, is considered a necessity without clear thinking on how it's best utilized. This lack of clear direction often leads to unnecessary use that often is considered annoying, irritating, bothersome, and in general a pain in the butt. Let's look at social media. It's a wonderful avenue to communicate about many areas, but does what you have to say, state, or place really matter? Does it deliver meaningful benefits for those you target? Is it going to make them smarter, wealthier, or more successful in life? If not, do you feel you're building an audience who looks forward to hearing from you? The social media that's, you know, list seems limitless, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, etc. You know, it creates an environment where the floodgates have opened without a lot of concern for the recipient's time. I know that I delete probably somewhere between 200 and 300 emails a day that I don't even read. And email, you know, it's a tremendous tool. It's a very beneficial tool to reach out and respond to, but does not fully replace the effectiveness of a phone call, especially on individual communication that allows for an interaction email can never hope to duplicate. E-blasts are like using a shotgun and hoping you hit something. When history has shown a rifle-focused mentality hits the bullseye far more often. E-newsletters that truly deliver helpful information are welcomed once their value is known. And that is more apt to happen when public relations is part of your strategy. PR, key element of PR is credibility, something I often lecture on. Advertising creates awareness. Promotion creates movement. Public relations creates credibility. And you need that in this very cluttered communications landscape that we live in. Obviously, websites. There is a definite need for any business to have a website. But again, what are you trying to achieve? Is your site user-friendly? I've seen so many beautiful sites, including some of those of major corporations, I mean, with a lot of money spent on them, that are difficult to navigate, often because there's no clear direction of what is to be delivered. You know, putting the Encyclopedia Britannica, those of you who remember what an encyclopedia is, putting the Encyclopedia Britannica of details up and have visitors try to find their way around is not good business. You know, always remember the KISS theory of business marketing and management. Keep it simple, stupid. My father used to talk about the KISS theory, and I once explained the second S could be son, keep it simple, son, but he'd like keep it simple, stupid. And we talked about voicemail. You know, the original concept behind the development of this technology was to improve customer service while decreasing operational costs. Some have done it very well, as we were discussing earlier, but many create an endless frustration of listening to a computer giving you 8, 12, 20 choices with absolutely no hope of being able to talk to a human. Several businesses have recently discovered a technique that's getting rave reviews from customers. I mean, really rave reviews. It's called human interaction. Yes, operators. Which shows what was old will become new again. And then fax blasts. You know, what is needed more, how can I best phrase this without being rude? It's just what is needed more garbage to handle. The only thing that should be blasted here is the idiot who sends them. Basically, the point I'm trying to make, there is little wrong with technology if it follows these points. Provides value in whatever format you use, increases my knowledge, communicates with clarity so that I can easily understand it, understands my needs and shows me opportunity, is succinct and makes the points in a straightforward manner, and talks to me from my perspective, not yours. That goes back to something I have talked about quite often in this show, the WIFM factor, WIIFM. It's the key to all communication. Stands for answering the question, what's in it for me? You always have to talk from the perspective of your target audience, not just from your perspective. And if you follow all of this that we've been talking about, and if you do it, you will reach, serve, and influence your target audience in a positive manner. And again, let me throw out a quote, this time from Mark Twain. Let us make a special effort to stop communicating with each other so we can have some conversation. You know, I think that's worth saying again. Let us make a special effort to stop communicating with each other so we can have some conversation. Not a bad idea. All right, I want to go back to a point that I made earlier about this show and what we look to do to make things helpful to you. So as I said, we have the four LinkedIn groups that are out there primarily to help you help each other. And the key to it is thinking. So we have Creative Thinkers Forum, the idea that gets you to think outside the box. And you don't have to be a highly creative person to be able to think outside the box. There are tools and there are techniques that you can learn. One in particular I talk about all the time is look at the similarities and the sameness factors of your competition, how you are similar and do things the same way. And if you look at it closely, you will find untapped, overlooked, unfulfilled opportunities. They're always, always out there. On the use of celebrities for marketing, you know, we read about people getting millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars for endorsements and appearances, etc. There are many celebrities that are available on a very affordable basis. And particularly in the sports field, when you have tons of athletes out there, all have a following. Now, if you're looking at a national basis, okay, you are narrowing down who you can use, and it's going to cost you a little bit more. But if you're located in a particular town and you have pro football, pro basketball, what have you, there's a lot of talent out there that can be used in an inexpensive manner. In addition to the fact that we talk about fearless marketers, the whole idea of the fearless marketers is for you not to be a mimic. It's like an article I've written called Are You a Mimic Marketer? Do You Replicate, Duplicate, Imitate Rather Than Originate? Now, the key to it is not to be afraid to put out fresh thinking, testing some new approaches, new ideas. And if you learn to observe what's going on and absorb what's around you, you will find opportunities popping up all the time. People are always concerned about, oh, there's a terrible problem. This could be a calamity. I always think of Winston Churchill's quote, a pessimist sees calamity in every opportunity. An optimist sees opportunity in every calamity. Think about that. It could be very effective for you. Again, we offer services in developing marketing strategy, creative tactics, executive coaching. And we have that special program that we call the Advisory Time Block. And you could go up to our corporate site, smartmarketinggroup.com, and look up under advisory, the advisory services link, on the Advisory Time Block program. As I said, it was designed for people who did not want to get into a retainer relationship. Again, we looked at what was out there and said, hey, here's an opportunity that people are not looking at, because you may have issues and concerns that you need a 10-minute conversation, a half-hour counseling. You don't need to have a retainer relationship, and you can buy a block of time good for a year. Just like a bank account, you can just withdraw it as you need it, by phone or email, or if you need us to be physically there. And I'm available for speeches, workshops, and webinars as well. And if you'd like to see some of my articles, they are up on smartmarketingmoves.com. But I would be happy to send you links to any of our articles if you email me at marketingsmartly@aol.com. All right, let's move on and see what else we can talk about that might be helpful to you. Now, we talked about the fact that this show is targeted to small business. Small business is defined by the SBA as companies under 500 employees and under, I think it's 70 million in business or 20 million in business. Reality is 22 million of the 28 million small businesses out there are basically 1-2 person businesses. And they struggle against a highly competitive, highly cluttered field. So if you're David and you're competing against Goliath, what do you do? Well, let's talk about that. Because, you know, when your competition is outspending you in the marketplace and they have the staff, the money, and the distribution channels that can play havoc with your best marketing efforts, it's time to outthink, outsmart, and outflank them. And it's possible. There's a favorite quote of mine by Samuel Taylor Coleridge. And again, it shows my cynicism. Common sense in an uncommon degree is what the world calls wisdom. I more aptly say common sense is uncommon. And it is something that, you know, if you're a smart marketer, you understand the majority of actions to take are based on common sense. And common sense will tell you that there are ways to counteract the efforts of the bigger and more aggressive competitor. Now, there's no magic formula, but there are some smart moves one can make to level the playing field or in more than a few cases, tilt it in your favor. But it requires an open mind, one accepting of change. And if you have that, you're already ahead of most of your competition. Challenge is a key facet of the strategy you must develop. As a smaller marketer, it's up to you to develop new challenges for the competition to keep pace with, new concepts which will motivate customer spending, and new approaches to problem solving. All of these can be done without spending anywhere near as much as a bigger competitor. Now, I say that, and you go, well, how can that be? Well, let's take a look at it. As I said before, by observing what's going on in the marketplace, absorbing it into your planning, you can identify ways you can outthink your competition. You just have to think better and quicker. Your ability to identify opportunities and to take advantage of them is of prime importance in beating the better finance competitor to game. So, step one is to understand what I call Wolf's Rule of Business Opportunity. And I've mentioned it earlier in the show, perhaps not quite in this way, but I state it this way. Every business in every industry tends to operate the same as everyone else in that field. Therefore, you need to identify the similarities, the sameness factors, and the common denominators to spot the overlooked and untapped opportunities that are always there. You know, are you and your competitor using the same basic approach to marketing? Do your efforts in advertising, sales promotion, PR, merchandising all have a similarity about them? Is there a thread throughout your industry, a common denominator that relates you to your competition and they to you? Breaking this thread can be the smaller marketer's biggest advantage. The smaller marketer often counts on the similarity in the look common in their industry, you know, be it the communications message, the packaging, and other marketing elements, you know, that are done to identify, to identify itself with competitors in the field in the eyes of the consumer. But, you know, avoiding the sameness factor is precisely the strategy that the smart small marketer can use to set themselves aside from the competition. Look around you, and you'll see a number of smaller marketers who are beating the competition and achieving positive results by using creative thinking and strategic planning to turn a small budget from a liability to a plus. You know, how can the little guy, you know, you're a little guy, how can you begin to outthink the competition and break out of the sameness rut? A good starting point is a close and honest examination of your own marketing efforts to that of your competition, be it in print, broadcast, internet, customer service policies, and actual practices. As you do this comparison, look closely at the similarities in approach, message, appearance of in all your materials and communication perspective. Look for the Me Too approach in headline and copy. Too often marketers will take a follow the leader approach. That's not what you want to do. The key here really is think outside the box by taking the time to be proactive rather than reactive. I know I've thrown a lot at you tonight. I hope that some of this, you know, sinks in. I look forward to your attending our shows in the future. Please spread the word. Every Wednesday night, 11 o'clock East Coast time, Smart Marketing for Small Business, the show that is designed to help you outthink, outflank, outmaneuver without outspending your competition. So key to it is you need to put some time and effort into it. You need to have an open mind, but you can do it. Smart marketing is smart thinking, and we do our best to help you do that. Keep in mind, smartmarketingmoves.com is our blog. Our email is marketingsmartly@aol.com. We're here to help you. So thank you so much. Appreciate it. Hope you have a wonderful holiday season. And we hope to hear, have you listen next week. God bless you all. Take care.